I missed y'all, man. I got some new tricks. There we go. I'm probably going to abuse this. I've been feeling down. I said I've been feeling down. But I see the sunlight. I ain't been outside in a year. Haven't done a podcast, a full episode in 2022. Since 2022, I've dropped off a little loosies here and there. We catching a copyright claim today. I need a jam session. If you want to go to whatever topic you want to go to, I will eventually put the timestamps down below. Go to what you want to go to. We're going to jam out for a couple minutes. Rock with me. Have you forgiven me yet? I'm sorry I left you again. Tono, genius, line of the year. I shoot a pescatarian, but I eat a out of me. Tono, memories in my head, the devil talking to me. With God walking with me. I wasn't rich. All light in the air. I went to public school. Soldier Boy's from Atlanta, right? When he born in Mississippi. My car. Yeah. No, 21. Soldier Boy. Niggas go to clubs and let down their guard. We got choppers out until we find somewhere to park. Pussy. Hit the cup and nod. Trench OG occurred me, now they treat me like I'm God. Facts. I know you on my spot, but you don't wanna play your part. If it was up to you, you probably let these niggas start. I got rich and open mode. Oh, those and a dough man. All the gloss came with extensions like a sewing. Straight up. Naughty cars came with it. Let me come when they guard. We got choppers out. I rewind that back. What? You probably let these niggas start. I got rich and open more doors than a dough man. I feel that alive for some reason. Naughty cars came with BBLs and body kits. Claim you a killer, but you still ain't got a body yet. How you that nigga when you can't go where you grew up at? Ooh. When he count the hoes behind your back. Family picture, you can kill me if you spot a rat. We finna switch up in a second. We talking about everybody's favorite home record as well. I messed up a little bit on that 21, but I'm not a DJ. I think we didn't make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together. But that don't mean that I can't wish you better. We ain't good, but we still good. We ain't good, but we what? It still sound good. This is not live.
Pray for this loss.
I'm still gonna hit the sound though. I'm basically doing all this live, so it's sort of live. Let that play for a second. Last song. We didn't got closer now that you ain't with me. If y'all want to support your boy, man, I might create a separate version of the video without all these songs. You can throw me a super thanks or something, or the cash app. It'll be down below.
Right, wrong, right place, right time. Can't say we didn't try. But you always been a real one, even though we ain't together. It was real love, and maybe it's still love. I hate that we make it to forever. Probably ain't getting back together.
Woo. All right, that's enough of that. What is going on, y'all? Back here again with your episode 28, season 4 premiere. Shouldn't it be episode 1? No, I want y'all to know how much work I done put in. It's the 28th episode, Debbie, but I do separate them in seasons. This is season 4. Finally, after promising this for a long time. But, you know, look, man. I'm gonna tell y'all what took so long in just a minute, man. But we're here and we're back. Today's topics, of course, I'm gonna go over a couple little warm-up topics. Gonna be talking about Killer Mike. Got that Grammy, man. Congratulations. You definitely deserve it. Fuck
Kasanat or whatever his name is. He was talking trash about, you know, ah, man, nobody don't know Killer Mike, whatever. We're going to be talking about Usher's antics, as well as his album Coming Home and the American Dream. Probably going to be most likely on my top 10 at the end of the year. We have music this year, people. I talk about current events. I talk about TV. I'm going to talk about a little TV today. Ain't Rick and Michonne from Atlanta? We go talk about them. That's what the story is based out of, right? So I'm gonna talk about that real quick. But mainly this is a music podcast. And last year I didn't even do my usual year end podcast where I do my top 10, because there were none. There was no music, at least for me. Maybe Drake, didn't Drake drop some? That whatever that lame album was, the For My Dogs or whatever. I'm pretty sure that was like at the tail end of last year. I did not come back to that. I still got to listen to the one with the, I guess, the Fairies, the Pink album or whatever. I got to listen to that one. Some, the people been saying that's good. What else? But only thing I really can't remember, I'm pretty sure it's something else I listened to. But the only album that I was really bumping last year was, of course, album of the year, Mr. Killer Mike with Michael. That was the only album that I bumped last year, y'all. So, yeah, man. And then the topics. I'm real particular with the topics that I talk about. Well, Never mind. We're not even going to get into old stuff. but even though this what I'm talking about is kind of old, you know. But we're going to talk about it. This is my second theme show, guys. The first show I did was New York State of Mind. I was supposed to do New York State of Mind 2 when Lloyd Banks dropped Course of the Inevitable 3. But I never got around to it. But anyway, guys, I may do another one. If the time comes and it makes sense. But right now, the A-Town special, ATL, most of the show is going to be Atlanta themed, whatnot. What else we got to cover before I get into things here? Excuse me if I'm a little rusty, guys. So if I'm all over the place, y'all gotta excuse me. So, what am I supposed to do? You're supposed to promote the podcast, sir. Okay. The Catch Up Podcast can be found the video version here on YouTube, of course. And also, I made it an official podcast on YouTube, so it does show up in YouTube Music as well on the audio side. But if I'm do what I'm supposed to do this year, you will see it on Spotify and Apple. I was horrible with putting it on the audio last year. I don't know where it stopped, but all the episodes from season 3 are not on audio, so I'm not going back to do, you know, a retro upload. So go to YouTube if you want to see those episodes. Those are YouTube exclusive. Anything else you got for me, man? Let me see here. I think that's it. Other than that, we are going to go ahead and set up for the show here. Let's see who we got first. What are we going to talk about? Warm up topics. Let me get my topics up real quick. We're going to run through these real quick. I shouldn't be too. I always say that I want to shoot. I'm kind of shooting for 30 minutes, but I think I'm gonna go like 45 or an hour. Let's see here. Before we go to Atlanta, I need to go back to Texas real quick. The whole Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. I still haven't listened to Nicki Minaj's album. I'm pretty sure it's good. I'm gonna go back and listen to it, but just from what I've seen, I have not really listened to both tracks yet. How the hell am I going to talk about if I listen to both tracks? I heard Nicki Minaj's was a letdown. And I heard Old Girl did good on Hiss. But it's like, I don't care. I don't care. I figure I just throw those out there, but I might go back and look back and, you know, see what was going on with that. But what I really want to talk about was Miss Beyonce here. She is doing country now. Her last album was electronic, the EDM stuff or whatever she was, dance music. Her and Drake was doing that last year or the year prior before that or something like that. And 16 Carriages and Texas Hold'em. It's getting kind of catchy. It's getting kind of catchy. I was like, nah, that's not doing it for me. Honestly, I'm not going to come back to it that many times. If I do, it'll be Texas Hold'em. It's kind of a fun song. She's kind of fighting the uphill battle with me because I don't fancy country that much. The only thing I really like in the past couple of years is Tennessee Whiskey, that song, right? Which can be debated. Is it really a country song or is it a blues song? You've had that debate, whatever. It's, you know, what's so the guy that kind of made it famous in the modern era. I can't remember his name right now. It sounds country to me. So, yeah. As far as that's concerned, I think that pretty much does it as far as my Texas folk. But this is an Atlanta show, right? another thing I want to talk about, I wanted to hate on TikTok for a minute, man. Now, TikTok has been showing me love. If y'all haven't been on TikTok, it's the same thing at the JH Review and at J-Hop Sing as well. 23, if y'all want to, you know, the other side of JH, you know, I do a little singing sometimes, but yeah, I have that account over there, and I had a video that was doing good, and I went back, and I'm like, it was muted, because from what I hear, UMG is basically responsible for taking basically their catalog down, and it messed with one of my videos. I'm just like, oh, come on, TikTok. They already give you like, it depends on which song you use, 30 seconds to a minute. If you go beyond that, then it's, you know, gonna give you the little copyright claim thing. Facebook, no problem. YouTube, no problem. Instagram, no problem. The only thing it's gonna do is give you a copyright claim and say you're banned in these certain territories. As long as it's the United States, I don't give a fuck. So come on, TikTok, let's do better. But I wanted to hate on TikTok real quick. Anything else here? Let's go ahead and go into it to ATL here. We're gonna start with Jeezy's Tiny Desk concert. It could have been better. I'm not gonna totally trash it. Let's go ahead and go into his songs that he chose. Standing Ovation, great. No, that's wrong. They're right. He did play that. That may have been it. What is that song? I think is Go Crazy. My bad. That was my favorite one. And then Standing Ovation. Air Forces, okay. Bottom of the Map. Then what? He could have left everything off. The audience sort of wasn't really participating on that song. It was a couple songs, really. that's what really killed this performance for me. The band was great. Jeezy, I don't think he's really built for that situation or, you know, that environment is what I'm trying to say. So that's where it kind of fell off for me. But the band was great. He had a good band, but where do they get the crowd from? Where was this filmed at? Because some songs they were okay, and some songs he was like, "What?" That's bad. Overall, I just don't think Jeezy is the type of artist that should be on Tiny Desk. sorry, that's it, you know. But. Definitely one of my favorite artists to come out of Atlanta. You know, he was bumping in the club, back in my clubbing days anyway. So speaking of favorite artists, There was, I think there was a segment on Club Shay Shay, who is, will be the man of the year in 2024. I really don't have time to talk about the Cat interview. It was crazy. It had its moments. I actually listened to the whole interview. Did you know that Cat Williams read 3,000 books? I'm like, this man is cap, but it's still entertaining, but whatever. There was a segment that he talked with 21 Savage. 21 kept saying, type shit. it was annoying, but it was funny at the same time. Type shit. But anyway, there was a question he had. I think it was his top ATL artist or something like that. And I said, I'll go ahead and give mine. So let's talk about that. Top ATL artist. My number one is still Luda, man. I really didn't catch on to Luda until Release Therapy. That's probably my favorite album of his. You know, the Runaway Love, that album. Well, that song is on there. Slap, I feel like slapping a nigga today. Slap, slap. He has some hits on there and some deep cuts for me. I listened to that whole album. Theater of the Mind, that was great as well. Ludaversal, it's okay. He kind of fell off after Theater of the Mind, to be honest, a little bit. You know, with the whole movie thing, I don't really expect him to put out music like that anymore. So got Luda. I say T.I. as well. I gotta bump that King album. I like my beat down low and my top that back. It's first song I'll be playing. Classic album as well. Then I gotta go with, can I put Outkast as a collective? We're going to say Outkast as a collective. Then I would say Jeezy, of course. I just talked about him. Thug Motivation 102 is probably my favorite. So we got that. Then I got to put 21 in there. The new age artist, 21 Savage, definitely had a great album. Definitely going to be on my top 10 this year. And honorable mention goes to Black. Six Lack If You Fancy, man. I had to take him down after that last album. It was disappointing. I was looking forward to it, but I haven't been back to the album. The album with the, I guess, kind of like purple and black or something like that. That album cover, I don't remember what it's called. But his first two albums were bangers. But I'm gonna give him another chance. Hopefully his next album will be good. But this past album was not great, so I had to take it down. We gonna put you in honorable mention, buddy. Okay. But other than that, what else we got here? We gonna talk about. I really think that's all the warm-up topics that I wanted to talk about. Yo, before we move on, I forgot to talk about, I already mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast that I was going to be talking about it. Rick and Michonne, they from Atlanta. I watched the second episode. Don't ask me how. I watched it through nefarious means. But, yeah, I got... I'm telling on myself. I got goosebumps, man. I got chills watching the second episode when they finally reunited. Rick and Sean are finally together. The end of the episode, man, I was not expecting Jadis. I thought it should have been her. Because they weren't showing who the person was. They showed up somebody, you know, getting a drink. I thought it was going to be, and I'm kind of disappointed. I'm pretty sure he's going to be back. You know, y'all know I love me some John Locke or Terry O'Quinn, who plays the Major General, right? I thought it was going to be him stepping to Rick at the end of the episode, but it was quite a surprise, you know, the end of the episode where, you know, Jadis is back. She's going to be a problem because she knows who Dana, and I saw what y'all did there. Dana, deny, take the eye off. Dana, I saw what you did there. You thought you was going to get me. But anyway, so yeah, it's heating up, man. So far, the first two episodes, fire. They brought Rick's comic book, a major part of his comic book character or whatever. His hand got chopped off. Only he chopped it off in the first episode trying to get away, like four or five attempts or whatever. I'm like, man, just let my boy Rick go, man. But yeah, I want to see how they get out of this or not get out of this. Cause right now they got a challenge on their hands. Rick is sort of, you know, he wants to make a plan to get out, but you see what time, Michonne is on her, Dana. You see what time she on. She's not going to be sitting idle and pretending to be a bee, so to say, because we finally learn more far as, you know, what are A's and what are B's. A's are basically, you know, the strong leadership type. If you're one of them, we getting you up out of here. So, it was kind of bittersweet, you know, when they finally had their reunion and old boy was like, hey, you can't come up in here like, you know, Michonne, you got to pretend like you somebody else. You don't know me, all that stuff like that. And I don't know. I feel like I guess it really doesn't matter. I was going to say, I feel like they're going to slip up or something like that. But Jadis already knows what's up. But from the next preview, what was her name? Thorn. She kind of gets on my nerves a little bit. Let's get her up out of here. But anyway, she's going to be questioning. I keep wanting to say deny. I guess she's doing a good job because I forgot her name already. We gonna call her Data. We're not gonna use her government name. We gonna call her Data, okay? We need to help her show it out. I said it already. Dana, right? What else, I'm just kind of going off the top. This is not a formal review. I might go back. I want to initially do this in three parts and do two episodes at a time. Speaking of that, I do know what I want to talk about. This is slated to be six episodes and it's supposed to be a limited series, but I mean, it's possible it could go two seasons or another season, but I saw this as six episodes. That's all you need. And this could be an unpopular opinion, but we need to get this story. We need to finish the story, right? Like Cody Rhodes. Ain't he from Atlanta? Cody Rhodes. Finish the story, right? If you're into wrestling. We need to finish this story. I don't want a season two. Of course, they could extend this, and this could be fire. Amazing. But if this was originally supposed to be a trilogy, right? But it didn't make it to the movies for whatever reason. So the first two episodes, that's your first movie right there. The first movie would be about almost 2 hours anyway. That's your first movie. They found each other. Okay, we going to the next movie, right? How we getting up out of here or whatever. And then, you know, I want to see how this culminates. I want this to be over. That's, I assume they just wanted to come back. Let's get this done. I don't see Andrew Lincoln coming back to, you know, do the long-term thing when he got tired of doing the series in the first place or whatever his reason was. I think that's one of the reasons. But personally, I would just like to see this six episodes. Let's get it over with. Now, Maggie and your boy, Negan, I definitely want to see a season two. They have more to go. Rick and Michonne, it's time for their story to be over. Let's get it out the way, right? Anything else that I wanted to say? Episode one was dope. Seeing, you know, Rick lead up to Michonne, and we basically see both their viewpoints of how they met up back with each other. In episode two, I thought they were going to leave us on a cliffhanger when they found each other. So it was like maybe like 20 more minutes. I was like, hell yeah, let's go. So we get a little piece of, you know, what her life is going to be like inside the CRM walls or whatnot. I thought they were going to do the whole make her go through the consignment thing. It looks like that's what they're going to do in the next episode. But yeah, I don't think Michonne is going to fall in line. That just doesn't seem to be her mentality, but we shall see. Now, if this was Carol would play this role to the T, being Miss Innocent until it's, you know, time to show her true color. So this would have been a great role for Carol, but I don't think this is going to work with Michonne. So we shall see. But first, amazing. Episode one, episode two, great. Can anybody tell me if the Daryl Dixon show is good? I still haven't looked at it yet. This is like that original core of the group is like, even though, well, I guess Maggie and Negan is the original core, but when you got Maggie and Negan, it's just, it's a perfect odd couple, man. And the story's there. So hell yeah, I want to see season two, but Daryl is like, it's kind of old now. So I don't know what's going on with that side of the story. I guess I need to go ahead and catch up on that. I'll probably need to finish Fear since I invested so much time into it. I just never watched the second part of the last season. So I think I heard Alicia came back. Did she come back? I kind of had a feeling she was coming back, if that's true. But other than that, that's it for the TV portion of the Catch Up podcast. But I would like to do this in a separate form so I could dedicate more time to this amazing, hopefully ending to the Rick and Michonne storyline. But with that being said, let's move on, guys. That's going to be the end of the warm up. Let's talk about me before I get into things, man. The last time y'all saw me on a full episode, I was not monetized. We finally monetized, baby, fully monetized, right? I'm still getting paid Negro pennies on these ads, but, you know, it is what it is. And, of course, this video is probably not going to make money anyway. So I was like, man, I might as well just play some music. Forget it, man. But anyway, yeah, man, but shoot. The last time y'all saw me, I quit my job, and that job is now laying off people in April. So I just sped up the inevitable anyway. And then the job I went to after that, it was a little rough transition. The hours sucked. The pay was good, but the hours sucked. But it was good work. It was easy work. So with that, I ended up being laid off from that job because, you know, the company I was working with, they were working through FedEx. They didn't want to renew the contract, so I had to get up and find something else. And now, you know, I'm still driving, of course, and, you know, back at full time work, but I'm getting ran like a dog, man. It's kind of a double edged sword. It's like, you know, I'm still one night I'm working overnight, usually 60 hours. I just got done with my overnight week this week. Crazy. And then my next week, I work 4 days. So it's a little bit easier. So it kind of balances out. But, you know, I got introduced to this thing that's been wreaking havoc on my life. It's called the car note. I can't stand this so big. I can't stand this freaking car note. So yeah, I've been blessed to have my father as a mechanic. So my first two cars were fixer uppers that got stolen here in Memphis. So yeah, anytime anybody asks me, how's Memphis? I just say, it's a place to live. why don't you just go to a better area? The area I'm in is considered good. So that I found out those two times that it was actually a third time. sorry, father, but my dad lent me his truck and that got stolen. Where's the air horn, man? I got to do an air horn on that. So I've had three stolen cars here in the city of Memphis. Bartlett, if you're fancy, if y'all know, you know, the Memphis area. But anyway, you can't escape crime. That's what I learned. But yeah. So after that, my fourth, well, technically my third vehicle, it was good. I put maybe about at least 5K in it, maybe, with repairs and the initial purchase, and it rolled good, you know. Had a couple, you know, coolant situations here and there. That was the only thing that annoyed me with the dang thing. But other than that, you know, it rolled good and it got me a couple years until the engine decided to just give out. So then I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead. I've been avoiding it for years. Let me go ahead and do this car note thing. The process of buying a car, I don't like it. You go in and you just feel sleazy. Ugh. But I guess the sales, the girl that sold me my car, she was cool. I got out the thing with a 500 down payment. I was like, that's about all I got to. So yeah, I'm trying, man, but it sucks. So with that being said, my job at the end of the day is just like, I got job, you got student loans that just went back in. God, and by the time my check is done, I'm broke. So I got the good idea to do door dashing and among other side hustles. I have a lot of that I do, multiple apps that I signed up with, but DoorDash is my main one. So I've been doing that on the side. So not only do I do 60 hours at work, somewhere between 50 and 60 hours, I also probably put in another 20 to 30 hours doing DoorDash as well. So it leaves me very little time for creation. So, yeah, that's where I've been. That's what's going on. And then, you know, sometimes I'm gonna just be real, man. When you're a creator and you see the numbers, those likes don't match up. When we tell y'all to like that video, hold on. Yeah, like that video. When we tell y'all like the video and y'all don't like the video, or the views ain't matching up, or you feel like you put out some heat and the algorithm is fucking with you, you get a little demotivated. So that plays a part into it. Like I said, I work crazy schedule. I'm tired. Laziness. It's a mix of things. So I just wanted to get real with you for a second. But anyway, let's get into the show. Oh my God. I'm spilling out my guts. So if y'all want to know what JH has been, this is where I've been, but I'm trying to balance things out. This weekend, I just said, you know what? I'm going to create because half of the time I'm fighting a battle in my head and I'm like, I need to create. I need to make videos. No, I need to go out and go make some money. I need to go out and go DoorDash. So I'm battling in my mind. And then sometimes I do nothing because I'm literally all day. I should do this. I should do this. I should do this. And this is what I'm doing all day and nothing gets done. But anyway, that was my therapy session. Let's get into the show, shall we? That has been today's Warbub. We're gonna talk about Usher's antics since I clicked the wrong screen. We can go ahead and talk about Usher. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl was great. The halftime show. I did not watch the Super Bowl. and I caught up with the actual performance a little bit later. I didn't watch it live at all. I was getting it doing DoorDash. So anyway, yeah, Usher's antics, of course, we've, you know, old news of the whole Keke Palmer situation. He's telling y'all on the record, don't leave your girl around me, true player for real, ask my Negro for real, right? Trying to refrain from saying the N-word. But anyway, This man is not lying. But at the same time, you know, it's show business. I'm pretty sure that maybe they all, I don't know, maybe, let me not give out passes to Swizz, man. Swizz, you know what's up. Swizz got on, there's a picture of it. Hey, Gus. Anyway, that was crazy. So yeah, Swizz, man. You know, he was professional. He put up the whole, I forgot what he said, but basically, you know, he didn't mind. That's what it seemed like. I don't know, man. The way he is hugging her, oh my God. That doesn't seem like a professional hug. Come here, girl. We're doing this Super Bowl performance. You're doing good out there. But yeah, I guess, you know, if he knows his girl, you know, I guess it's cool. He's not insecure about it. So, you know, if they have a relationship of trust and what does it matter to us, right? But the optics. But anyway, yeah. So other than that, what else happened after that halftime show? Jermaine Dupri was looking crazy, like a little pilgrim. I don't know what he had on. I don't know. Maybe he was doing a ritual or something. So, and Jermaine Dupri looking crazy. Lil Jon was there. Lil Jon has a TV show. I didn't know that. Lil Jon does what? I got to go check that out. I got Max with my cell phone plan. It's supposed to be on Max, so I'm going to check it out or something. Other than that, her was there. She did great as far as, you know, her guitar performance. I got a crush on her, man. I love her. But anyway, got that. Who else? Was it somebody else? Ludacris, you know, they did. Yeah, of course. But yeah. Usher, his legacy is cemented. So, it's definitely cemented after that performance. So, that's enough of Usher's antics. Gonna get into these album reviews real soon. Let's talk about, what I was supposed to talk about, Killer Mike winning these Grammys. But before I get into that, we're gonna have an opinion piece. This came across my desk. This video is actually old. I thought it was new at first until I checked the date. But Killer Mike crushes the hopes and dreams of the future of America here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Hold on, guys. Here we go. Tell me what y'all think about this.
I'm a scientist, and I'm trying to find the cure for cancer.
And
I'm going to make a rocket that can go into the sun.
What do you want to be, Miro?
A president, and I will make a...
You want to be a president? Yes, Mason.
I forgot to tell you, I'm going to be a scientist, remember?
Yes.
And I'm going to make this potion that will make my whole family superheroes.
You owe your parents not to dream big. You know, you owe it to your parents to dream practical and start making money as soon as you can. Like, you're not going to be able to be president. Do you guys know what a carpenter is?
Yeah. Yes, my dad worked for a carpenter, and now he has his own business. A scientist.
Lord bless his heart. Hold on. Shut up. Anyway. Let me read this caption real quick. This is what's this, Twitter page? Mr. Elite. The black community is filled with dream killers and haters. Everything about being practical, realistic. Imagine telling a young black boy that he's not going to be president, but instead get a trade, and that's it. As a 30, how old am I? 36, I think. As a 36-year-old college graduate, 4-year degree, sitting over there at the table, Southern Miss to the top, right? I've never used that degree. I would say it indirectly got me into trucking. I'll say that. But other than that, I have not used it. I probably will never will use it. I just hate the whole process of interviewing, getting suited up, putting on your resume, doing this whole jumping through hula hoops to no, I hate it. I hate it. More than likely, I will probably never be. I've been in the office maybe one time and said, never go in the office again. Well, no, I've been in the office twice. My first job was my first job was actually being a dishwasher at Applebee's. But when I really got into office work was when I was a collections person. I was assistant manager technically, but I was basically collections for a rent to own company, or, you know, rent-a-center like place. Boy, that was depressing. Calling people, nope, get hung up on, he ain't here. Going to their house 9 o'clock at night, they open the blinds, I'm looking at you, looking at me, looking at you. All the tactics, I'd rather not say the tactics we used to do to get merchandise. But anyway, I don't want to spill the secrets of the rental business, but or maybe I should. But anyway, so yeah, I did that. They used to make us telemarket. I hated that because we would just call the same customers and burn them out. So eventually, my district manager was like, "We're going to what's the word he used? Let you develop." When he really demoted me, I didn't find out until I saw my next paycheck and I saw my pay went down. I was like, what? But then I started driving. I was like, I'd rather be on the truck than be in the office. And that's how I got into trucking. I don't have my CDL yet. I don't know if I want my CDL. You know, I just drive straight trucks right now, and I think I'm cool with that. And I just don't know if I want to tug around big trucks anymore. I used to want my CDL, but I don't know. It's still a thing. But yeah, I got off that tangent to say that, I'm a little jaded. So I do see Killer Mike's point. I was like, dang, I should have just went to like truck driving school or something at a community college or something like that, or technical college or whatever. And I'm like, I was in high school. I did the AP classes. I did the honors. And when I got to college, I was just like everybody else. So do with that what you will. But I don't know if I personally have the heart to tell a kid like, hey, man, you're not going to be president. You're not going to be no sign. You need to be realistic. You know what I'm saying? I would say, you know, that's good, but always keep something in your back pocket or something. Like, I don't know. Steve Harvey going to get on me. Always have a plan. Hey. But anyway, that was that little clip right there. Y'all tell me what y'all think about Killer Mike destroying the dreams of little kids. Okay, let's talk about his actual musical performance. He won, of course, a couple Grammys. I think he had Album of the Year or something like that, Song of the Year, as far as the rap category. It wasn't televised. We know why it wasn't. Michael is not a mainstream album, which is why some people probably wouldn't have agreed that it shouldn't have won over the more popular albums. I think, wasn't Drake on there or something like that? I can't quite remember. But, yeah, man. But I think he definitely deserved that award. It was a great album. I might have to do a review on it a little bit. I'll probably do it on it, like its own review, because I'm already probably going over right now. I'm still trying to find this song I like. I like Enrich, man. Enrich is probably my favorite song, and it does have Black Six Lack, if you fancy. I gave him honorable mention. If y'all haven't seen the warm-up, talks of my favorite ATL artist. But I'm going to load that up real quick. Let me hit that real quick. Take a little break before I talk about the rest of this topic here. But yeah, man. It was the only album I really listened to last year that I can think. I'm pretty sure it was something else, but I can't remember it right now. I don't know where this sample or somebody came in the studio. I like this part. Enrich.
Rolling with my nigga, rich niggas, this is my nigga roll. Jesus was a nigga, my nigga, killed him, my nigga roll. I know you love me running the jewels, but these my nigga flows. Love him like that dumb spick pimp, love that nigga hoe. And that's word to Michael and Fresh, the realest niggas know. That's the movies niggas should watch, fuck Scarface and Blow. You still talking New Jack City, that's why you niggas pole. Open Greenwood and show niggas that we is.
I feel attacked, I like New Jack City. Mamas
wouldn't flow. That
Negro leaders will never know. I was in cahoots with the spooks that sat by master's door. When the revolution let loose, they cut master's throat. In the 80s, these babies, we sold masters dope. Labeled us a nuisance, they used the courts like noose and rope. Us polar nigga babies, we gave ourselves to slavery. Nigga rich, we made it, we should be celebrated.
Oh, run up the million. Oh, then feel the feeling.
All right. I think that's probably my favorite song off of that album. That and that other one, he brought everybody. He brought back Jagged Edge. He brought back Fable. Some for the junkies, some for the users. I like that one. Getting out of here, man. I'm trying to match with my screen. That's why I wore the red. I'm starting to get hot. I might have to take this off. But anyway, y'all. So yeah, that was Enrich from my guy Killer Mike. So next album he dropped, man, I'm definitely looking forward to it. But congratulations on the Grammy win, and looking forward to some more heat from your boy. And I might come run it back with the actual album review. But I initially didn't plan to do an album review for this podcast. All right, let's get into Usher's Coming Home album. This is his first independent album as well. So, you know, I'm doing my little research today. But was this better than Confessions? I have not enjoyed an Usher album in its entirety since that album. Confessions holds a special place in my heart to me. It was my first date album, man. I remember bumping Confessions when I was about to hit the curb, and then I swerved real quick and I started laughing to play it off like I tried to do it on purpose, and she totally bought it. So hey, if you're watching, you know who you are. I don't think she's watching though. I was going to hit that curb that night, but yeah, it was dark. I hate driving at night, but anyway, but yeah, we was playing Confessions in the car, man, playing that album, Superstar classic song. I still need to do the Superstar challenge. My voice ain't ready yet, but anyway, yeah, Confessions, classic album. But Usher doesn't need to do anything else. Like I said earlier, before, he cemented his legacy already. He has hits upon hits upon hits upon hits. Even before Confessions. So you can stop there. But this album right here, I rock with this, man. At first, on my first list, I was like, nope, I'm not coming to this album again. But then I'm like, man, I gotta say something positive about this album. I don't really like just coming on being negative. So I was like, but as I listened more and more and more, this album grew on me, man. It really did. So I'm gonna pull up a couple. See, let me pull up the track list here so I can keep on point. But yeah, Coming Home starts out great, man. This sounds like something Michael Jackson might be on. Let me play it just a little bit. Don't this sound like something Michael Jackson might be on? But just that starting little track right there. So that was good to start the album off with. Then, of course, good. Even though the song kind of doesn't, we still good. We ain't good, but we still good. As much as it sounds crazy, it's a good song. It's a catchy song. And 21's in it, man. 21. Then he says something about, I'm sorry, y'all, my cord is hanging up and it's bothering me. He says something about, even if we ain't together, I'ma buy you a wig shop. What? Something like that. But yeah, man, 21. And then A-Town Girl, I thought this one was kind of funny sounded. Shawty's an A-Town Girl. But it grew on me, man. I like A-Town Girl. I said it. My first skip would probably be Cold Blooded. I would skip that. Kissing Strangers is probably my top five. I like that chorus. Oh, we go from stranger kissing to kissing strangers. Some. I don't know the words yet. Right. I like the chorus melody on that song. I'm gonna do a top five at the end of this track list reading, but that's definitely going on there. Keep On Dancing. This sounds like something The Weeknd could be on. Definitely with that 80s kick, you know, he's been on. I saw Weeknd definitely on the song, and it's another song that I felt like he could have threw another artist that I'm thinking about, but I'll get to that when I get to the actual song. Keep On Dancing was good. Risk It All, beautiful song. Usher, her, of course. Can't go wrong with her. This is from the original motion picture, The Color Purple. I still have not seen the new Color Purple, nor will I see it. I'd rather not waste my time. Bop. Love Bop. Don't let this turn into a bop. I'm probably singing it wrong. Stone Cold Freak. Let me play that. Let me play a Stone Cold Freak real quick. Hold on. Stone Cold Freak. Yeah. I like that one. All right. Ruin got the Afro beats going on. I like Ruin. Big. Where's my action cam? Big. Usher, no. This was a no. What he said something about, I forgot. What he said something about going to McDonald's. Let me pull this up. We need to find this for the culture. Hold on, man. Hold on. I'm going to find this. Hold on. You want somebody to take charge? You know I do it extra large. When I was a kid, I would go to McDonald's. I would never order the small. I would get it big. You know I do it big.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
I'm right here. Come on. Oh, man. Oh, man. Big. You could have left Big off. So far, Cold Blooded and Big. You see, I've only said two songs I don't like. Some of these are definite. Some of these are just like, okay, I could just leave them playing. But Big, gotta go. Gotta get this up out of here. And this, when I read, this was 20 songs. I was like, oh my God, here we go. But surprisingly, I would say 80 to 85% of this album, maybe 90%. On the Side was cool, even though I got a chick on the side. I forgot how it went. I am the party. I like that one. I am the party. I am. I love you. I could do with that one. I probably throw that one away. Please You is good though. I like Please You. Luckiest Man got that 90s vibe on that song right there. Like that one too. These next couple ones, Margiela, throw that out. Room in a Room, that one's cool. I keep that one. And One of Them Ones, I like that one. That was a good song. This would be a good song to end the album off with. I feel like that was a good outro song. But there's one more song on here, Standing Next to You, Usher remix, Jungkook. I'm guessing this is like a K-pop guy or something like that. So I like that song too. But you know, I'm an intro and outro guy. I felt like One of Them Ones would have been a good one to cap this album off and be done. But yeah, that was Usher's Coming Home. There's an expanded edition with two more songs. No, thank you. But I think I said four songs, right, that I would take off out of the original 20. So that's 16. That's great. My top songs would probably be Kissing Strangers, Stone Cold Freak, One of Them Ones, Good Good, and Strangely, I Need an A-Tone Girl. those five are my definite go-tos, but yeah, man, this album has a lot to pull from, and I can finally say that I have an album that I have that I enjoy since Confessions. It's been he dropped how many albums? Like at least four or five albums. But yeah. Congratulations, Usher. I enjoyed this album and I will be coming back to it. Could possibly be on my top 10 this year. Music is back, y'all. I'll probably talk about this in the next catch up, as I'm trying to keep this Atlanta theme. You got Crash. No, I was going to say Crash Talk. Blue Lips. Blue Lips. Schoolboy Q. Fire. I'm going to be talking about that. And then Jordan Lucas is finally putting out his album. He said it's coming out. What did he think? He said a 22nd or something. This nigga keeps saying I'm not the one to talk, because I'll make an announcement. Hey, this is going to come out this day. And then I get tired and don't put it out. So I'm not going to rag on it. But yeah, Jordan, I'm not talking about you no more until you drop an album, sir. Who else? Logic is coming back, finally dropping that Ultra 85. Oh, I'm gonna talk about you, sir. I'm gonna talk about you. So those are three projects that one of them I'm listening to already, and two that I'm expecting. And J. Cole's gonna be dropping something as well, finally dropping that Fall Off that he's been talking about for 4 to 5 years. So we're gonna be getting that. He just put out that little teaser. I might delete this later or something like that. He said something about I'm hovering over you like a mouse pad or something like that. It was like a mouse pad and a click. Yeah, something like that. I got to go back and look at it. But y'all know what I'm talking about if you listen to the song already. Anything else? Let's go ahead and get into tonight's final topic. The American Dream. 21. Man, it's crazy. Not every year, but every time this guy drops something, he's one of those artists that's like, when he's dropping, I'm listening. And not many people have that courtesy. So, Kendrick, Cole, that's damn near about it. Joyner, that's kind of lost that with me. I'm gonna be honest. Joyner used to be one of them, and Logic used to be one of them. I still listen to them, but you know, I'm not in the rush. You know, they've been kind of up and down a little bit. But 21 definitely, and yeah, I've been waiting for some material, sir, and he finally dropped something as well. This work of art called what's it called, y'all? American Dream. Getting my track list ready. Apple is playing with me right now. Did y'all know Apple? You know, I just resubscribed because I was doing YouTube Music. But the DJ app that I'm using right now integrates with Apple Music, so it makes it easier to load the songs. But so that's the reason I resubscribed. But I was like, dang, I do like Apple better. You know, but anyway, they have this little feature on here since it's upgraded. They have where you can look at the credit of the song and you can find out where it's sampled from. So I thought that was dope. So that's how I was able to find that Rolls Royce. I feel it's time we should make up the baby. I call it the baby boy song because it's playing when not when Ving Rhames is cooking. Is it that scene? No, it's I can't remember. But anyway, it plays it sometime during that that movie or whatever. Let's see where we got. I'm all over the freaking place, man. I want to cuss. All right. So, of course, we start with American Dream. This is his mother, I believe, doing the voiceover on the intro, which leads into the first track. So I kind of count American Dream and then All of Me, which uses that Rose sample, Wishing on a Star. Perfect. The production on this is just excellent. You get the, I guess, the classical or the soulful samples, and you just see 21's, you know, inspiration. He talks about this in the interview with Shay or whatnot, as far as his, you know, musical inspiration, what type of music he listens to in the car. And then you had the, you know, the 90s joint on here. I think one of them was it, I Should Have Wore Your Bonnet. I saw that title, I'm like, I need to go to this first. But yeah, so that sampled Jodeci, I believe, and I think I saw Mary J. Blige in the credits as well. I gotta go back and look at that. I know it's, I hear the Jodeci sample, but I didn't hear the Mary J. Blige. So I'm gonna get to that in a second. So American Dream, All of Me, My Shooter's Pescatarian Buddy, Eat Up All the Beef. Genius classic line. I might well go ahead and put, there's a couple lines up here that I need to talk about. Let me see. I know I snapshotted some of them. So let me see here. Next song is Red Rum. Put a Lego in a stick, rat a tat, pussy. Those ad libs were crazy on this album, man. This man got me saying pussy. Oh man, I'll never do no song with no rat. Put a Lego in a stick and rat a tat, pussy. But anyway, so got that. What else we got here? NHIE with Doja Cat. And when I was doing my reaction is still up on my other channel, by the way, but I'm probably going to end up taking it down because YouTube was tripping. But JH Promotions 23, that's my little backup channel. But, I don't know. I only got like through a couple songs on my initial reaction, but it wasn't that good anyway. My reaction suck. It's the Pray For This Live is more enjoyable when I actually have an audience, but the audio, I'm like, nobody was in the chat that night, so it was just like, and I was already tired, so the reaction was lame. But I'm gonna figure something else out with Pray For This Live, but putting it on YouTube, it's not gonna work. But anyway, back to what I was saying. NHIE, probably on the second, third listen, I was vibing with this, man. and Doja Cat, she had I think it's towards the end of the song. That cadence right there. That cadence was fire. So Doja Cat did her thing on that, and she was her ad-lib was ad-lib. I would never lie, ad-lib. I would never try ad-lib. I didn't catch that until like the second listen, so I thought that was funny. But yeah, this song was fire here. But anyway, let's see what else we got here. We got I skipped Red Rum, my bad. Red Rum is a third. Want it all, I'm gonna leave a breadcrumb. What bitch, I thought a nigga said something. G4 block nigga, red rum. I said I didn't want to say the N-word on the podcast. I'm just repeating lyrics. Red Room. Was it a line on here? Yeah, that was from Red Room. My bad, y'all. I said that was on N-H-I-E, and it wasn't. Whatever. But anyway, after that was Every Time We Link, It Be Sneaky. Head so good she could eat ice cream with a straw. Too fertile to be going to straw. I was this with a 21 album. He's introspective, and I love the songs where he's introspective, but I'll be looking for the bullshit too. Like this right here. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, wagon, y'all niggas doing that big cap. But anyway, so yeah, he gave me a couple lines on this album right here, man. But anyway, so Sneaky, that's another one I like too. So far going into this album, I almost wanted to give this album NSA, man. I wanted to certify this NSA. No skips allowed. That's what that means. But it's some on here that I could do without, maybe one or two, but I don't know. I might just give it to him anyway, because some of these I could just kind of put on and just vibe with it. But Pop Yo Ish is one I wouldn't really go to like that. And I think Red Skies, even though it's a line on there, it said, I fry a nigga like Kentucky or something. Like, what? So there's another line I like on the album right here. But and Dangerous is definitely one I would probably, that's the one with Lil Durk. I just not into Durk. I'm sorry. But yeah, so if you exclude those three right there, it'd be a perfect album, to be honest. Red Sky, I'll put Red Sky back. You know, it depends. I think Red Sky would actually could kind of fit as an intro, to be honest. But so after that, got Letter to My Brother. Like I said, I like 21 when he's introspective. So Letter to My Brother was cool. I like that one. I think See the Real was probably another one, and Dark Days, of course, but I'll get the Dark Days in a second. Nina was fire too. Travis went off on that song as well. Trying to make sure it was there any lines from that song. Yep. If your wifey at the spot, she getting bust up. Rich nigga got my scrap from Tommy Hilfiger. Red, white, and blue American. I kill niggas. Damn. Colt, calm down, 21. Sheesh. So that line was fire on that. What else we got here? See the Real. So Prove It. Prove It, Should've Wore a Bonnet. That's kind of where he got into his, you know, his 90s bag. That sample, that face sample. You are the love of my, dedicated. Right? So that's definitely definitely one for the ladies, you know. But I'm gonna listen to it, you know, because I'm a sucker for a 90s sample. So 21, you're cheating, man. He got that from Drake. Then Shoulda Wore a Bonnet. I wonder if Fields talking about Lotto. I don't know. Ain't they supposed to be together or something like that? Got their names tattooed each other on each other neck, something like that. But I don't think they're official. I don't know. So yeah. Shoulda wore your bonnet. Running from me. If you wear a bonnet to the bedroom, I'm going to sleep. I'm just letting y'all ladies know that right now. Unless you're one of those rare ones that actually look. If you look good in the bonnet, yeah. Yeah. But it's an immediate turn off for me. I'm sorry. All right. Just Like Me. Had the Burner Bone there. That was dope. Red Sky talked about that already. And then, of course, we ended with Dark Days. Excellent outro of the album with his mother coming in at the end of the song again. Very introspective. What'd he say? You can, you say you love your Switch, but it don't love you back. You can hug that block all night, but it ain't gonna hug you back. Felt that one. So, yeah, man. Another great album from 21. 21 has 3 for 3, man. 3 for 3. I don't really count the ones where he's on with Metro Boomin. I really don't go to those as much. But his solo joints, Issa, I Am Greater Than I Was, and then this one, it's 3 for 3, man. So what can I say? Not expected from when I first watched the guy when he was on that XL freestyle when he said, when he was, I was like, what? I need to pull up the video. But yeah, I'm like, that guy is one of my favorite rappers right now? Wow. That's crazy to think. But anyway, guys, that has been it for this first episode since 2022, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed tonight. Wow. Anyway, guys, I enjoyed y'all. If you haven't already, make sure to like. Come on. There we go. Make sure to like. Comment your thoughts on these topics I talked about today. And of course, subscribe to the channel for more if you haven't already, y'all. Finally got this out my system. Oh my God, y'all. It's been one, man. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get up out of here. I'm finally glad I got this monkey off my back. Looking to do more with you guys. I should be back with I'll just say Crash Talk again. The next album I'm going to review is Blue Lips from Schoolboy. And that's going to be it. I'll see y'all later. I went past the outro music, so we'll play it again.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Damone Tyrell, Catch 28. Perfect song. The catch up, right? Initially, this podcast was inspired by the catch up by Drake. Y'all know the song that comes immediately after 0 to 100. That's where I got the name from. But I heard this part of the song and I was like, hold on, I messed up. It don't matter, man. Look, it's the catch up. It's the catch up. I'll sing it. All right. It's the catch up. It's the catch up. He gonna catch up. All right. I'm out, y'all.